This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what are the secrets of the worship of Allah, the servitude of Allah, ubudiyya, in the words of Imam Khomeini? So, dear listeners, we're talking about the secrets of enhancing our ubudiyya, enhancing our servitude of Allah. I had run across some words by Imam Khomeini which are related to our ubudiyya. It's very interesting, but Imam Khomeini writes that the veils of desire and negligence have blocked our insight from the most beautiful beauty of Allah. And then he says that the heavy curtains of loving this world, this materialistic wealth, and loving devilry, evil, has secluded our hearts from attending to the glory of Allah's majesty. So, dear friends, here in a very beautiful manner, we are being told that if we want to increase our servitude of Allah, if we want to increase our ubudiyya, if we want to strengthen our relationship with God, one of the things which prevents us on this path towards a higher level of ubudiyya are the veils of desire, the veils of what I want to do, the veils of animalistic desires, whether it is food or drink or carnal desires. And the other thing, dear friends, which blocks our path, it stops us from enhancing and strengthening our ubudiyya, is negligence, being careless. And these two veils, the veil of carnal animalistic desires controlling us, and the veils of negligence, of being careless, of just not caring, block our basira, they block our insight, and we can no longer see with our inner eye the glory and the majesty of Allah. These curtains, dear friends, heavy curtains, as Imam Khomeini says, of loving this world and of loving carnal desires and of living a life of carelessness and folly and negligence, these heavy curtains, they are a barrier to our ubudiyya, to our servitude of Allah.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajat al-Zahidin, The Whispered Prayer of the Abstainers. Please stay with me. My God, you have settled us in an abode which has dug for us pits of deception, and you have fastened us by the hands of death in the snares of that abode's treachery. In you we seek asylum from the tricks of its guile, and to you we hold fast, lest we be deluded by the glitter of its ornaments. It destroys its pursuers and ruins its settlers. It is stuffed with blights and loaded with calamities. My God, induce us to renounce it and keep us safe from it by your giving success and your preservation from sin. Strip from us the robes of opposing you. Attend to our affairs through your good sufficiency. Amplify our increase from the boundless plenty of your mercy. Be liberal in our gifts from the overflow of your grants. Plant in our hearts the trees of your love. Complete for us the lights of your knowledge. Give us taste the sweetness of your pardon and the pleasure of your forgiveness. Gladden our eyes on the day of meeting you with the vision of you. Dislodge the love of this world from our spirits, just as you have done for the righteous, your selected friends, and for the pious, those whom you have singled out. Through your mercy, O most merciful of the merciful, O most generous of the most generous.
Welcome back, dear listeners, in continuation to what we were talking about, which was how to increase our ubudiyah. Now, we saw that Imam Khomeini said that one of the things which prevents and is an obstacle to our ubudiyah, our servitude and our worship of Allah, are the veils of animalistic carnal desires and the veils of negligence, carelessness, and, of course, the heavy curtains of loving this material wealth, this materialistic world. And it makes sense, because if we are in love with this world, if we are in servitude of this world, then how can we be of servitude to Allah? Imam Khomeini continues and he says that we, like the silkworm, are perplexed and busy in tying ourselves with the chains of desires and the chains of hopes, completely closing our eyes to the unseen world, to the hereafter. In a very beautiful example, a silkworm continuously creates this silk, and eventually it wraps itself in this silk. It traps itself in this silk. And so again here, when we're talking about ubudiyah, if we trap ourselves, dear friends, with the chains of desires, animalistic desires, carnal desires, or desires for money and power and wealth and position and status, or we chain ourselves with false and prolonged hopes, then of course these chains will close our eyes to the hereafter, and when our eyes to the hereafter close, then there is no door open for ubudiyah, for the servitude of Allah. And so in order for us to be of service to Allah, to be a good servant of Allah, to enhance our ubudiyah, we will have to break the chains of carnal, animalistic, and selfish desires, as well as breaking the chains of prolonged hopes. And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Amin Rastani.
How do I gain closeness to Allah? Let's do three verses of the Quran. The first verse, Surah Yasin, verse 61. وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Serve me, obey me. This is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. This verse is saying the straight path has to do with servitude. Servitude equals straight path. If you want to get to Allah, you have to be on Sirat al-Mustaqim. So, spirituality has criteria. The criterion is u'buduni, ubudiyya. Servitude, nothing else. Next verse. Surah Dhariyat, verse 56. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created jinn and man only for one purpose. لِيَعْبُدُونَ. لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This is what it is. Your purpose was to come back to me. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Here he's saying عُبُودِيَّة is the purpose. What does that mean? That means عُبُودِيَّة is going to get you there. When you serve Allah, the capacity grows. The more obedience, the more capacity to gain, to receive the light from Him. Third verse, Surah Hujurat, verse 13. يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. In this verse, Allah says, we created you from male and female. I created you man and woman. I created you different tribes, different branches of peoples, so you get to know each other, you can identify each other. But إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most high of you, أَتْقَاكُمْ, the one who obeys me more, the one who has more taqwa. Taqwa means obedience of Allah. Spirituality equals obedience. What hinders spirituality is disobedience. Very simple. That's our principle.
Welcome back, dear friends. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, in the last two sessions, we were talking about how the veils of desires, the veils of selfish desires, which lead us away from Allah, and the veils of negligence, and the veils and the curtains of loving this materialistic wealth, have blocked our insight and has blocked the eyes of our soul and the eyes of our hearts from being able to see the glory and the majesty and the beauty of Allah. And we also talked about how when we tie ourselves, we chain ourselves with the chains of selfish desires and the chains of these false hopes, we also end up closing our inner eye towards the reality of this temporary world and towards the reality of the everlasting hereafter. And so here in this last segment, we talk about one more thing as regards to ubudiyya in the words of Imam Khomeini. He says, Ya Allah, O Allah, grant me to be exclusively dedicated to You. Light the eyes of our hearts with the light of looking at You. As we have said in some of our previous programs, doing dua, doing supplications, doing litanies, and pleading with Allah is one of the ways of increasing our ubudiyya, of increasing our servitude to Allah. And here we find that this is exactly what we are being requested. Imam Khomeini has this dua here where he is asking Allah that may we have the insight and the basirat and the foresight to realize that we should be exclusively dedicated to Allah and to no one else. And who is there other than Allah who can help us and grant us the mercy and the blessings and the grace to be exclusively dedicated to Him? And so if we want to increase our ubudiyya, if we want to increase our servitude of Allah, we must try our best to exclusively dedicate ourselves to Allah. And what is the result, dear friends, when one becomes exclusively dedicated to Allah in their ubudiyya, in their servitude and their worship of Allah? Well, then the eyes of our hearts are lit up with the brilliant light, the brilliant nur of looking at Allah. Ilahana. عاد لك مليك كل لمن ملك لبيك قد لبيت لك. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. لبيك قد لبيت لك لبيك إن